All right. Now, with the increase in ISIS attacks, we are taking a U-turn here. All right.
Yeah, I guess.
The increase in ISIS attacks in Europe and elsewhere, it makes you think twice about booking a vacation, doesn't it? I mean, is it safe to travel abroad? That's the question we'll ask of a travel expert who has an answer for you when he joins us next right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Do you see the news about terror attacks around the world and think, man, I am through traveling the world for a while? I mean, I'm not even going to Disneyland. Staycation, here I come. Is that what you think? Great, then the terrorists have won. But isn't a little fear a healthy thing? Perhaps it would add a little something extra to your next trip. What do you think? Hey, let's answer the question, is it safe to travel abroad? Joining us is a travel expert who you've probably seen on TV a bunch. He's been featured on a ton of places, a ton of shows. He's the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. It's in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. Go get it. The ultra-economical travel expert, Russell Hannon. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me, Phil.
Yeah. Hey, great. Let's see. We're going to get your website out there. It's called breakthetravelbarrier.com. And follow him on Twitter as well, @RussellHannon, with two N's in the middle, one at the end. Now, do you continue to travel in light of everything that's happening, Russ?
Well, you know what? Understandably, there is a lot of concern in light of what's been happening recently, not only with terrorist events, also with Zika virus and everything that we're seeing in the news. So I think it's good that we're actually pausing to reflect. But, you know, there's really two levels to this. Is if you're concerned about anything happening anywhere in the world, is one thing is you can be flexible because there is no one place on Earth. From a vacation perspective, it's so amazing that no other one will do. Now, that said, is if you're considering maybe canceling a trip to Europe or have serious concerns, it's just important that your decision be based on real facts and that we put things in a perspective. And it's important not to confuse the odds of a potential terrorist attack occurring with the odds of finding yourself in a place that such an incident were to occur at the time that you're there. Very, very different things. And all of us may have friends that live in Europe, and the odds of themselves finding themselves in one of those places is probably not much more likely than ourselves at home.
Russell, are there some places that you would definitely avoid? I don't know, maybe Istanbul right now?
Well, you know what? When we look at certain cases, I had a friend that was inviting me at one point to go to Egypt. This is probably about a year and a half ago. And she was saying, you know what? I'm a teacher here. It's safe. Why don't you come visit? I don't have any concern about living here, nor should you. And although I agreed with her and trusted her judgment, I felt, well, there's so many places in the world that I can go to. Give it a bit of time for things to settle down there and then reassess in a little bit. And that's where I think it's important to have a long-term travel plan. Know all the places you want to visit in the next few years. And if there is a place that you do have some concerns about in the shorter term, you know, you've got that flexibility. You've got all kinds of other places that you can visit in the meantime and then reassess further down the road.
Should we prepare for a trip any differently these days than we did maybe pre-9/11, say 15 years ago?
Well, there are, I always think about education is power, knowledge is power, and putting things into perspective is really important to not get overly hyped up in terms of what we see and associating that with what can happen. And a few resources that I recommend, The government has a website called travel.state.gov. They have a smart traveler enrollment program where you can just put the countries that you're interested in visiting in, and they'll actually send you emails of travel advisories in real time. So I think that's something that's valuable to look at.
Travel.space.com, is that what that is?
Travel.state.
Oh, state.
.gov. D-O-V.
All right, travel.state.gov. All right, like State Department.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. All right.
And there are some statistics. The U.S. State Department actually said really the biggest risk while traveling is actually the same risk at home. It's actually the odds of getting being killed in a car crash. So when we look at that, even the odds of finding yourself in an area that has a terrorist attack, like for example in Europe, is still less than the odds of being struck by lightning when we look at number of deaths over the last 10 or 15 years on average. So that's where we just really want to look at things maturely. And I also endorse traveling like local. And if you're going to Europe and you're, for example, camping or you're more rural places and really immersing yourselves with the locals, so also significantly less risk of doing that than if you're in areas where there's large demonstrations and such. So by traveling like a local as well, you're in places where you are less likely to have incidents of violence.
Well, see, you mentioned, when we're at home, we don't stand out. I'm thinking when we do travel, what do we do to not look like evil imperialist infidels walking around with cameras around our necks so that we don't become a target to somebody who just has a bug up their butt about us?
Well, you know, I wouldn't really put too much time and effort into that from that perspective in terms of being a target. I think what's a little bit more important is really just to make sure that we understand the local laws and customs so that we don't inadvertently break a law or offend someone. Like some places, if you go to Singapore, for example, a lot of people may not know that you can get fined for smoking in public, for not flushing public toilets, even chewing gum or spitting in public. You can get fines for that. So I just think it's important to educate yourself, to know the local laws. One easy way to do that is before you travel somewhere, you can look up the local U.S. embassy, and they will have all kinds of information for Americans visiting there that you won't find in those national travel advisors.
Do you want to check in with the embassy before you travel, or maybe the State Department? Is there a way to check in so that you're registered as being out somewhere, and then they could help you better if you do run into some trouble?
That's a good point. Embassies do recommend that you do that. And by visiting the website of the embassy in the country you're visiting, you can find information. There'll always be instructions on how you can do that. Likelihood times probability. Likelihood of something happening is very low. But if it does, then there is a record of where you are in which you can be identified and found much more quickly than just by going through a list of passports.
Do you have some tips for folks who want to speed through the heightened security at airports and train stations abroad?
A few things that you can do. There's a few programs that you can sign up to that just help you bypass lines at airports. But internationally, that doesn't always cover that where you go. But something you can do actually, there's a Nexus program. If you go up to the border, the Canadian border, it's about $25 to sign up to a Nexus program, which is a little bit less expensive than the ones that you'll find at your local airport. Which costs, I think, about $50, twice as much. And then that way, it does help give you an accelerated screening clearance.
Gotcha. All right. Now, with all of this in mind, and you just mentioned the $50 fee for that screening clearance, expediting that, is travel generally more expensive these days because of all the heightened security around the world?
Well, depends how you look at it. Certainly hotels are as expensive as they've ever been. Prices of flights, a little bit of back and forth, it's always a moving target. I wouldn't say that we're in a straight line of prices escalating. Prices haven't come down necessarily as much as we would like to reflect drops in the price of oil and gas of late. But that tends to be a moving target as opposed to a steady line based on what I'm seeing.
All right. Gotcha. The book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, the ultimate guide to traveling more and spending less. It's in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. Go get it. Russell Hannon, happy traveling. Where are you going next?
Next, actually, I'm going to a travel show in Ottawa, Ontario, and Canada. There's a travel show there next weekend, so that's where I'm off to.
All right. Happy trails to you, sir, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
All the best.
All right, same to you. There you go. So you feel better about traveling or worse? What do you think?
I've always felt pretty similar. I like the idea that he gave us to not go to places where there's large demonstrations. That makes sense. Go to where activity's pretty light. Act like a local.
Yeah.
Chances are things are going to be okay. The one thing I would say is, I wouldn't recommend any pregnant woman go to anywhere that has the potential of the Zika virus. Even though I know the possibilities are real slim and I'm not really big on, you know, fear tactics or anything like that. Yeah. I wouldn't take the risk.
The Brazil Olympic Organizing Committee just thanks you for that message.
Yeah, I'm sure that they do.
Oh, boy. Hey, that hour went by quick.